We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the High School Football Radio Rally. With scores from all four corners of our great state, plus highlights and analysis. Now, here's Steve Thompson on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks so much for joining us. And, of course, the Radio Rally, as always, brought to you by Federated Insurance. It is a cold night. It's been a snowy night. I don't know about your commute, but my commute from my full-time job in Eden Prairie up to the northern suburbs to have a little dinner, it was treacherous and slow, to say the very least, and the roads are very slick. Take it easy. 24 degrees, light snow. The wind's hot of the northwest at 10 miles an hour. But it is extremely slippery on metro area roads. So take it easy. And it looks like that snow is going to continue overnight tonight. We probably won't see it enough, but enough to keep the roads slick. We'll keep an eye on the weather. We'll have another complete update here at 9:30 and keep an eye on the scores. Three football games as the state football playoffs get started tonight. State volleyball got started. We'll have a ton of coverage of that and all the scores from a big day in the quarterfinals of volleyball. But right now, and 4A football, there's a game in progress up at Park Center right there on the Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center border. St. Anthony Village and St. Paul Johnson are playing, and they're playing the first game of the 4A quarterfinals tonight. And they're playing in the snow. The field almost completely covered by snow. I'm keeping an eye on that on prepspotlight.tv. And the latest score we saw was St. Anthony leading St. Paul Johnson 22-16 in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Eden Prairie leading Minnetonka 15-13, and that game is getting late. And as soon as we pass along see a final, we'll pass it along to you, and we'll see if we can get a score update there. But it is still 15-13 in the fourth quarter, and a lot of snow on the field, and they're playing that one in Chanhassen. Meanwhile, the big story of the night is in the other 6A quarterfinal tonight, and that is Blaine taking on Eastview at White Bear Lake. And there's a power outage right now, and Blaine leads at 14-2. And as a result, we aren't able to keep an eye on that via the webcast and prepspotlight.tv tonight. But once again, snowy fields are the story all around the Twin Cities area. So those are the three games we're keeping an eye on tonight. We'll have complete game reports a little bit later on. Once again, Eden Prairie and Minnetonka playing out at Chanhassen, and that is a rematch of the 6A title game. Meanwhile, Blaine and a surprising Eastview in the other quarterfinal tonight, and they're playing at White Bear Lake. And that game started at 7 o'clock. But once again, apparently, power problems at White Bear Lake. Tomorrow night, the other two 6A quarterfinals, Woodbury takes on Lakeville South. A number six seed has made it all the way to the quarterfinals, and they'll take on a number one seed in Woodbury, and that game will be at Carl A. Tunn Field in Osseo. And then finally, the number one team much of the year, number one at the end of the regular season, and a number one seed in their section, Lakeville North takes on a surprising St. Michael Albertville, and they got out of the gate slow this year, but have been playing better and better. They were able to dispatch a Roseville in the opening round and then took down Edina in a very impressive performance in round number two to take on Lakeville North, and they'll get a date at TCO Performance Center tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Of course, if you're not familiar, that is the new training home of the Minnesota Vikings. So there's a lot of excitement about that. And that's one of three playoff games being hosted this weekend, tomorrow, and then two games on Saturday out in Eagan at the TCO Performance Center. And they've had a couple other high school games earlier this year. And David LeVake got us up to date about 30 minutes ago. He's covering the game for the Star Tribune, and I follow David on Twitter, and he said that the lights went out 15 minutes ago, and the teams were sent to the locker rooms. There's no reason to stand out in the freezing cold. And you know those lights, especially at football stadiums or baseball stadiums, when they go down, they need time to cool down before they'll fire back up again. I was doing a ball game on cable TV a couple of summers ago at the Newcastle Field near Anoka High School, and we were doing the ball game, and the lights shut down at 10 o'clock. They were on some sort of timer, and they shut down. We didn't resume the ball game until about 10:35, so it was a very late night. So once again, a power problem with the lights in White Bear Lake. Blaine right now playing Eastview, and Blaine leading at 14-2 is the score there. So it might be a while before they finish that one up. And, of course, we'll have game reports on all three of the games tonight. And coming up in a little bit here on the program, we're going to visit with Merrill Pavlovich, the head coach at Delano. They play SMB in St. Cloud tomorrow night in the 4A quarterfinals. And we'll visit with Merrill coming up here in just a minute or two here on CCO. Let's give you a rundown of the other games. Let's start in 5A on Saturday afternoon at the TCO Performance Center. Elk River takes on Spring Lake Park. In a noon game at the TCO Performance Center, Chaska will battle Owatonna, and we're going to visit with Jeff Williams, a longtime Owatonna coach, about their great year as they get ready for the quarterfinals. At St. Cloud State on Saturday night at 8, Bemidji against Cambridge Isani. And then at Shakopee West Junior High at noon on Saturday, Tartan takes on St. Thomas Academy. Let's jump over to 4A football. Among the games, Delano against SMB tomorrow night at 7 at St. Cloud State. Tomorrow night at 7 in Farmington, Wauseka takes on Winona. That should be a dandy. Monticello tomorrow night, Wilmer against Hermantown, a battle of 9-1 teams. And then at St. Anthony Village against St. Paul Johnson, and they're in progress tonight. Once again, a quick check of that one. It was 22-16, St. Anthony Village leading, and that game is still in progress. Actually, they're now tied up at 22 in quarter number four. So that game's still in progress. And once again, everyone fighting the weather. And it looks like everyone's going to deal with the weather here in the quarterfinals. And we're pleased to be joined by Delano head coach Merrill Pavlovich. And coach, pleasure to visit with you, and congrats on a great season.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's got to be exciting to get your team not only this far after a really tough regular season. You play a tough schedule.
Our schedule was tough, and I think injuries are one of the biggest obstacles we had all year. The fourth game of the year, we lost four starters, and throughout the year, we ended up having six starters not playing for us. And we got to the playoffs, we got healthy, we had a couple kids back, and that's made the difference.
Yeah, and let's talk about some of the kids who've stepped up, because that's really a big deal to have someone step into that void and perform.
Well, Max Otto, our quarterback, has played very well for us this year. He's throwing for 20 touchdown passes, and he's had an outstanding year. And Sam Curran, a returning back from last year, has had a good year. He's picked this up. And then on defense, Caden Link, he's a fullback and linebacker, has led the way.
Yeah, and 7-3 going into this game with SMB, but you've got to be pleased overcoming that adversity. You've been coaching the game a long time. How do you stack this group against other teams? How do you describe your team?
Well, we felt we were going to be a good football team. We lost some key players last year, but we had a great nucleus of kids coming back. And along the way, we developed, I thought, a pretty strong tradition. We lost a game early, and then we lost two games back-to-back when we were really hurting for players, and we lost a good two good football teams, Annandale, who's in the state playoffs, and an Odasco-Cato team. And so looking at comparing other years, I think it's kind of an indication of where you are in September as opposed to where you're going to be in November, and we're playing pretty good football right now.
Yeah, and you brought up Otto throwing it around, some big numbers, 1,500 yards. That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive coming from typically a running football team. We're a full house team, and we're in a belly series, and we spread it out a little bit more. We've got two good outside receivers in Reno Breedall and Brett Unrein, and then Trey Longstreet's a sophomore as a receiver for us, has an outstanding year as a tight end.
Yeah, and was that a change for you to kind of say, all right, let's go for it. Let's throw it around a little bit. We got the guys who can do it.
Well, this is probably one of the most skilled teams I've had in many years here. We're talented on the perimeter, on the edge, and we got a quarterback that can throw it.
Once again, Merrill Pavlovich, Delano coach. Over the years, you've brought teams into bad weather games, and looks like it's going to be chilly for sure on Friday night. At St. Cloud State, College Stadium, great surface. How do you get your guys ready for a cold weather game like that?
Well, I guess this week was a good preparation for Friday night.
Right.
We were outside every night and in the snow and in the wind and cold. And it's typical what's going to happen in Minnesota. You're so unpredictable. It's usually one of the games outside, either in the sections or in the states. It's going to be cold and it's going to be wet, or it's going to be snow. And that's the indicator for Friday night.
It goes without saying a huge motivator for these kids is to be able to play at U.S. Bank Stadium. I mean, that's a big motivator going into that game against SMB.
Well, that's our goal. We were in a dome, I believe, 4 or 5 years ago, and we got beat by Hutchinson. And so, it's the kids have never been at U.S. Bank. We've been in a dome, and it's just kind of a goal for us all year long. We've talked about getting there, and hopefully we do.
All right, what have you seen in SMB, a 10-0 team? They're strong.
Well, they have three Division I football players on their team. Suggs is an outstanding quarterback. He can throw it a ton, and he's got a great arm. He's a great athlete. And they're very athletic, and they have great size. And you got the combination of three schools, and they've kind of picked the best of those three schools, and they're playing very good football.
Yeah, and with someone like Suggs, I suppose everyone just needs to do their job and not try to do too much.
Well, they are so explosive. He might stop for two or three plays, but he can stretch the field. He has good wheels, excellent arm. He has excellent receivers. Their size is, my biggest concern at this point.
And a trip up to St. Cloud State, I'm sure there's going to be great fan support tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we've had a good following all year long, and this will be a big game for both teams. I think SMB is going to be their first chance to get in the first time in a state tournament. They like to get on the carpet downtown and be indoors. I hope the weather bothers them more than it bothers us.
Yeah, for sure. And you look at 4A, a lot of good football teams here. I know the first step is to get it done against SMB, but 4A football is very solid top to bottom.
Well, there's some outstanding teams. I've had the chance to see Wilmer play, and they're a very good football team. Waseca took it to Hutch. I haven't seen Winona play. I have a friend down at St. Anthony Village, Todd Nicholas, and so I've had a chance to watch his teams play, and I just noticed they're getting beat by Johnson now, 24-22, so you never know. They were St. Anthony Village is up 22-0, now they're down by two.
Yeah, and they're playing in the snow at Park Center on the turf there,
right.
And everybody's playing in the snow the three games, and there's a power outage in White Bear Lake as they try to get that Blaine game over. Eastview, Blaine leading at 14-2, but they had the power and the lights go out. That ever happened in your career where you had the lights go down and you had to stand around and wait?
You don't want to hear about that story. It just happened to Dillon. We have a brand new field here in Dillon.
Yeah.
And brand new turf. We have two turf fields in our football field against a homecoming against Asco-Cato. The lights went out twice.
Oh.
And so that prolonged the game. We went out, they went out about 5-6 minutes ago, and they went out just as the game was ending, so it was kind of a nightmare.
Yeah, just kind of that the dreaded glitch.
Yeah.
Get the bugs worked out. Well, Coach, pleasure to visit with you. Good luck to Delano. That'll be a tough one against SMB tomorrow night in St. Cloud.
Well, thanks for covering. covering us, Steve. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Once again, Delano, head football coach Merrill Pavlovich, joining us. And they've made it all the way to the state quarterfinals in Class 4A. We're going to try and get some scoreboard updates here as these games, the three games we have in the state quarterfinals, move toward a final tonight. It is 9:23 here at CCO. We got another coach joining us, Jared Asler from St. Michael Albertville. They play Lakeville North tomorrow night at the TCO Performance Center in Eagan, and we'll get his thoughts in a moment here on CCO. 9:27 here at CCO. It is a radio rally, and we have a winner tonight in 6A football. Eden Prairie beats Minnetonka in the snow in Chanhassen, 15-13. We'll have a full game report on that coming up following the news and weather at 10 with Jim Paulson of the Star Tribune. Meanwhile, Blaine and Eastview playing at White Bear Lake. The game was delayed because of a power outage. Now we understand that the game's been postponed until tomorrow at 3 because apparently firefighters are on the scene. And David LeVake of the Star Tribune is reporting on Twitter that there's smoke in the school building at White Bear Lake. That might be the reason why the power was out, and it's been out for quite a while. It was 14-2, Blaine, a number one seed leading in that game, but once again, a power outage turned into a situation where the game was postponed. And people are headed out, and firefighters are on the scene. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that story. But once again, David LeVake reporting for the Star Tribune, and I'm keeping an eye on his Twitter feed right now. The other two semifinals are tomorrow night. Woodbury and Lakeville South will go at it at Osseo at 7 o'clock. And then Lakeville North takes on St. Michael Albertville in Eagan at the TCO Performance Center. And we're pleased to be joined by St. Michael Albertville coach Jared Asler. And coach, congrats on this run. The team got off to kind of a slow start this season, but has really come into its own and playing really well at the right time.
Yeah, you're right. You know, we struggled out of the gate. We were 0-2. We had a bunch of kids who kind of need to gain some experience and probably more so than experience on varsity Friday nights. And they've just kind of grown up, you know, throughout the course of the year, and we've continually played better. Probably nobody more than our quarterback, Jared Duda. He's just gotten better each week. And in the fourth quarter last week, he was 9 of 12 and had a couple of drops. So I mean, he was right on all night in the fourth quarter, and that was a big reason why we were able to come from behind and get a win.
I saw you early in the year, I believe, at Champlin Park and playing the Rebels. And if I remember, it was a really warm night. It was like the last warm night we had in these parts. Mm-hmm. And your team really played well that night and got it done.
Yeah, that was kind of a turning point for us because we were playing a 2-0 Champlin team, and we were 0-2, and we really needed to have that one. And I was proud of our kids for how they kept believing and kept battling. And, you know, that was a turning point. And, you know, we played really well that night.
Yeah, and I suppose it made practice easier to get that success on the road against a pretty good football team.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and ever since then, our kids have been a lot more confident. And, you know, we've played progressively better from each week.
You beat Roseville in the opening round, but the win of the year has to be that one over Edina. They were really a strong football team and could play defense, and your team stormed back. What a comeback.
Yeah, it was like nothing I've ever really seen before. We went from not doing a whole lot right in the first three quarters to not doing anything wrong in the last quarter. And so we're really fortunate that we caught a bunch of breaks and made a bunch of big plays and, you know, ended up getting to play one more week, and so our kids are pretty excited about that.
What was it like? When did you sense that, hey, you know, we could actually get this done? I mean, when did you realize that?
Well, we scored to make it 28-7 with about 6 minutes left. And then we went for the onside kick, and when we got the onside kick, and then we went down to score to make it 28-14, then
and you could kind of feel like we had some new life and like we'd have another shot at it. And if we could get the next onside kick, we'd really put the pressure on them. And then we did. And so then it's 28-14 and made a few throws to get down the field and we scored. And then we decided to go for two and we made the two pointer by about 3 inches. And so now it's 28-22 with about 3 minutes left. And yeah, then at that point we kind of shifted from, hey, we got a shot at this to hey, we're going to do this, you know, and the kids really responded and we did the onside kick for a third time in a row. We got that one too. And yeah, went down, scored again, 29-28, got a stop with about a minute left with an interception, and it was just an amazing run.
Yeah, 29 points to shock Edina, 29-28 to advance to this game with Lakeville North. It's one of those where I'm sure you're happy, the staff's happy, the kids are happy, but at some point you kind of take a step back and go, wow, I feel bad for my opponent. That's got to sting.
Yeah, and you know we'd been there.
Yeah,
you know just the year before in the state tournament we lost to Maple Grove with, you know we gave up 21 points in the last basically minute of the game, and so we a couple onside kicks that they recovered. Yeah, we know what it's like, and that's just kind of the funny thing about high school sports. There's a lot of momentum that goes into the game and some highs and lows, and you know we've been on both sides of that in the last 12 months.
Jared Esler joining us, head coach at St. Michael Albertville. They play Lakeville North tomorrow night at TCO Performance Center. Let's start with the opportunity to play at the home of the Minnesota Vikings in Eagan. That's going to be cool. I mean, U.S. Bank Stadium, that's the ultimate goal for the semifinals and hopefully a championship game. But to be able to play down there in Eagan, that's going to be neat.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. And we've seen the place on film a little bit. But it looks amazing. It looks beautiful. We've got a great football community that's pretty excited about the opportunity to travel down there and check the stadium out. And so it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, and our kids are excited about competing and competing against, you know, the best, you know, Lakeville North's number one in the state. And to do it in a venue like that is something that our kids and our community is really excited about.
Now, you've heard it all year, and we've talked about that team here on the Radio Rally all season long. They're big, they're strong, they're able to run the football very effectively. It's going to be a big challenge for sure.
Yeah, they've got great size, and the kids that have great size for them really move well. You know, they're not just big pluggers, they're athletes, and they've got some good speed at tailback and at receiver, and you know, it'll be a big challenge. And so we're hoping to give them everything we got. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just need to make one more play than they do. And that's kind of been the message for the kids all week. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to do anything that is outside of our norm. What we got to do is play a good, clean football game. And at the end of the day, we got to have enough fight where we're able to make one more play.
And balance. You brought up Jared Duda and what he's been able to do throwing the football, but you've had a strong running game as well. I was super impressed in that game earlier this year against Champlain Park and Deshaun Phillips.
Yeah, Deshaun's been a workhorse for us, man. He does a great job running the ball and downhill runner, got great vision and agility, and you know, he's a guy that everybody knows we're trying to get the football to, and we move him into some different spots, but He's certainly our focal point, and we got to make sure that we find creative ways to get him the football tomorrow and get him in space so he can be a difference maker for us.
Well, Coach, I'm sure everyone knows that lives in your neck of the woods that's headed down to Eagan. I live in the northern suburbs, northern Hennepin County, and drive to Eden Prairie to my full-time job. My advice for the fans of St. Michael Albertville, leave early.
Yeah.
Leave early. Yeah. 494 is no bargain.
Yeah, there's no easy way to get there.
Right. Yeah, just get on 494 and hope for the best. It should be fun. I know it's going to be chilly, but I would assume you've been dealing with that, and the kids have been outside, so they're used to it.
Yeah, we've been acclimatizing, as they say, and we're we should be ready for that. It won't be a shock and a surprise tomorrow when it's cold out, so that's part of playing November football.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, you know, you hear about that, but, you know, when you grow up in this part of the world, I remember with my buddies when we were, you know, kids, we'd play out in the snow all the time. We loved it.
Yeah, that's what makes the game fun. You know, you start in June with your summer stuff, and it's, you know, 95 degrees, and then you finish in November, and it's, you know, it's below freezing. You know, that's what makes the game so great, is you play it in any condition.
Well, congrats on a great season, and good luck tomorrow night against Lakeville North.
Thanks a bunch, Steve.
All right, there he is, Jared Atzler, once again, head coach at St. Michael Albertville. What a comeback as they shock Edina with 29 points in the fourth quarter to advance. They'll play that one in Eagan. Of course, the other semifinal tomorrow night, Woodbury and Lakeville South. On our Old Dutch Food scoreboard, Eden Prairie beat Minnetonka 15-13 in the snow in Chanhassen. Blaine at Eastview postponed tomorrow at 3. They had a power outage, an issue at the high school at White Bear Lake. Blaine leading at 14-2. We'll have much more on all of that coming up as the Radio Rally continues, brought to you by Federated Insurance. It is a Radio Rally at 9:44, brought to you by Federated Insurance. Quick update on the scores. Just two games complete now in 6A quarterfinal action. Eden Prairie beat Minnetonka 15-13. That was a rematch of last year's title game. And in 4A, St. Paul Johnson roars back to beat St. Anthony at Park Center 24-22. The Governors, my dad's alma mater, advances to the semifinals in 4A, and they'll get a trip to U.S. Bank Stadium out of it. And the other 6A semifinal, delayed by a power outage, postponed to tomorrow at 3. Blaine taking on Eastview out at White Bear Lake. Once again, they had the power go out, and then they decided to postpone it when, according to David LeVay of the Star Tribune, there was smoke in the school. The fire department showed up. So once again, they'll try tomorrow. A weird circumstance there. And John Millay joins us. He was at the state volleyball tournament all day long at the Xcel Energy Center. I stopped by to say hi to John earlier today. John, a long day, but a fun day of volleyball at the X.
Yes, yeah, Steve, it was a great day. Good, it was good to see you over there briefly now that you're home from your warmer climates. And yeah, it was a big day, you know, and it was interesting. In most cases, the seeded teams won out, but the big surprise was in Class A, Medford, very first time at state for the Medford Tigers, unseeded, and they knocked off the number 2 seed and the defending state champs from Mayor Lutheran 3-2 in one of those 5-set thrillers. And I wrote about that on John's Journal on the High School League website, just how neat that was for a team that never even been to the state tournament. Wow. To come in there in that big building and knock off the defending state champs, who I think Mayor Lutheran has been there 14 times, and they're just a great traditional volleyball school. And that was really interesting to see this team from Medford that really no expectations. You know, they weren't sure they'd get this far, and when they got here, you've got nothing to lose, and really a neat reaction from the Medford folks after that.
Yeah, they win that final set 19-17. Typically, it's a team that gets to 15 first, yeah. And if you're up by 2 and you get to 15, you win 3-2, but it goes 19-17. Yeah. That's a lot of drama.
Yeah, you got to win by 2. In any set, it was fun. The folks from Medford, they had a big crowd there, and they were just roaring through that. And the Tigers kind of had to come back. They were down 2-1. They didn't play very well, you know, in that second set especially. But they kind of ramped it up and gave it everything they had. And really, it was funny afterwards talking to the coach in the media room. You know, we have like a formal interview room, and
sure,
Missy Underdahl's the coach, and junior hitter Emma Kniefel came back there with her to talk to the media. And they were just like, you know, now that was when they kind of had the deer in the headlights look after they just knocked off the defending state champs. They get in that media room, and there's not a crush of media, but maybe, you know, 8 or 10 of us. And they just kind of were, this was everything was new. And it's just so neat, though, to see that, to see a school at state for the first time. And everybody from Medford was there. And it was really fun to talk to them afterwards. And you know, they're playing in the state semifinals now. It's a great story.
Yeah. Mineota sweeps New York Mills 3-0. Ada Bohr up over Carlton, and that one goes 4. As you mentioned, Medford in 5 over Mayor Lutheran, and Belgrade Brutnell Rosa beat New Life Academy in three sets. In 2A today, Cass and Manorville beat St. Cloud Cathedral, North Branch over Watertown Mayor, Concordia Academy down Belle Plaine, or in Belle Plaine, and Marshall and Park Rapids played tonight. How'd those go?
Yeah, Marshall defeated Park Rapids 3-1. Concordia Academy wins 3-1 over Belle Plaine. So your 2A semifinals are Casson Manorville versus North Branch and Concordia Academy versus Marshall. And all these semifinals will be tomorrow, as you know, and championship games on Saturday.
And finally in 3A, number one Egan beat Forest Lake in four. Stillwater down Shakopee. That one went five. That was a thriller. And Stillwater gets it done. Champlain Park swept Moorhead. That was the one I had on cable TV. The Rebels look strong. And Lakeville South, what a road they had. They had to beat their arch rival Lakeville North to win the section to get to state. And then they had to battle Edina and took down Edina in four. And I'll tell you what, the four teams remaining in 3A volleyball are phenomenal. They're both going to play tomorrow in semifinal action, 1 at 9 a.m., Egan Stillwater, and then Champlain Park and Lakeville South. That is phenomenal volleyball.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, Stephen. You know, we the first 2 days of this tournament, we have the big schools there right away in the morning. Yep. To kick things off, and I tweeted a few times about how just the atmosphere when you got the big crowds there, and every student wants to get out of school and try to bust down to the XL Center. You know that. So big crowds and these terrific bands. You know, all the bands are good, but these giant bands from the big schools, they really put on a show, and it's so much fun. You know, the warm-up periods are just awesome because of all the great music you're hearing, and when Edina and Lakeville South were getting ready to play, those two bands were exceptional. I tweeted about that. I tweeted something like, I don't care if this match goes all day because I will get to listen to these bands. And it's really cool. That's one of the great things about the volleyball tournament. You know, it's not a giant arena like U.S. Bank Stadium. It's kind of the close quarters. Everybody's down in the lower bowl at the XL. And it's a great venue for a concert, as it turns out, during the volleyball tournament.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, John, look forward to more volleyball tomorrow and then championship Saturday. Thanks, as always.
You bet, Steve. Thanks a lot.
All right, there he is, John Millay. John's Journal at the league website, mshsl.org. Quick break. We've got more of the Radio Rally coming up, brought to you by Federated Insurance. 6 minutes now in front of 10 o'clock, all the news and weather at 10. And hour number two of the Radio Rally, brought to you by Federated Insurance. Light scoreboard tonight, brought to you by Old Dutch Foods. 4A football quarterfinals. St. Paul Johnson roars back. Beat St. Anthony Village in the snow at Park Center, 24-22. Governors will take on the winner of Wilmer and Hermantown in the 4A semifinals at U.S. Bank Stadium. One in the books in 6A, Eden Prairie beat Minnetonka in the snow at Chanhassen, 15-13. Eagles to the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, Blaine and Eastview, power outage. Game postponed until tomorrow at 3 at White Bear Lake. Blaine up 14-2. Coming up tomorrow, Woodbury against Lakeville South. Lakeville South comes in as a number 6 seed in their section, but that did not deter Lakeville South. They beat Creighton-Durham Hall. Then they go to Champlain Park and beat the Rebels, and their head coach, Tyler Krebs, joins us. Coach, this team is playing great at the perfect time.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a fun run for us here the last couple of weeks, and you know, we played a pretty tough schedule early on, and I think that really made us battle tested here at the end, and it's fun to kind of watch these guys compete here towards the end of the season.
As practice went on and the season went on, did you think these guys could be pretty good and get on a roll?
You know, you always hope that. I think we've got great coaches, and I think, you know, we just kept grinding and kept telling our kids to believe that, you know, if we keep putting in the time and the work, that maybe, you know, it will turn for us down at the end, and that's what's happened here.
Yeah, and you've got kind of running back by committee, and you can throw it around a little bit, but, you know, talk about your approach offensively.
Well, you know, we spent some time with Elk River staff, you know, starting back in the winter, and then spent time with them in the summer, brought our entire team up there, and so we're running, you know, their power tee and very connected with that program, and so it's different for us. That's part of it too. It's taken us a little while for us to kind of gel offensively and to understand kind of the nuances of the offense, and you know, we're kind of a work in progress, but these last couple of weeks, you know, we seem to really kind of hit a stride, and we'll find out if we can keep doing that.
Yeah, and to win on the road, beating Creighton-Durham Hall at St. Thomas, and then the long trip up to Champlain Park and beat a talented Rebels team, those are two very nice wins.
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, we were competitive, I think, early in the season, but you know, now we're starting to kind of see some things where, again, if we can keep playing like this, I think we can play with anybody. So we're going to give it a shot and see what happens.
We're up against a news break here at the top of the hour, but Coach, tell us a little bit about Woodbury and what the challenges are there.
Well, you know, they're very well coached. You know, obviously they've won nine games, so they're very good defensively, and we haven't seen them, you know, live, but we've seen them on film quite a bit, and so our kids are excited to play them. And again, it's a big stage for us, and we're excited to see what happens.
And another long road trip. You go from Lakeville all the way up to Osseo and Carl A. Tun Field. So another trip. Where do the fans leave early?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of getting used to that trek, yeah. Kind of across right. Across the cities up to North Metro. So yeah, it will be, you know, hopefully the roads are okay and we can get a good crowd up there. Our school's excited. You know, with the volleyball tournament and football, there's a lot going on right now, and so tomorrow will be a big day for our fans and for our school community.
Well, congrats. It's a great story all the way to the quarterfinals. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
Tyler Krebs, Lakeville South. They've been on a roll. They've won two in a row as the number six seed. Take on the number one seed Woodbury at Osseo tomorrow night at 7. The other one, Lakeville North against St. Michael Albertville. And that'll be at TCO Performance Center. Don't forget, Blaine and Eastview finish tomorrow at 3. I would assume that'll be back at White Bear Lake. And then, of course, Eden Prairie beat Minnetonka 15-13 tonight to advance to U.S. Bank Stadium. We've got a run. We've got a whole lot more coming up in hour number two of the Radio Rally, brought to you by Federated Insurance, including game reports. Jim Paulson of the Star Tribune, Bill Hupp, and Jeff Pappas from Prep Spotlight TV with our gamers. We have more coach interviews coming up as well. Once again, it is the Radio Rally, and it's brought to you by Federated Insurance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.